I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I spent last weekend with a Hollywood movie actress. Her name is Kathy Garver. Her most famous role was that of Big Sister Sissy on the series Family Affair, which also starred Brian Keith and Sebastian Cabot and two little kids as twins. She started acting in radio soap operas as a child, moved to TV when it started to take off, and is still going strong today. Kathy's still making guest appearances in TV show episodes. She's done character voices for Spider-Man and several other TV cartoon series, and she also does a lot of voice work for video games. If you're into video gaming, you've probably encountered Kathy Garver doing voices for characters in some of your games. Here's how this all came about. Last weekend, I went to the Cincinnati Nostalgia Convention, and Kathy was one of the guest celebrities. Every year at the convention, I write and host a nostalgia trivia contest for the attendees. I also run an auction at the convention, selling memorabilia, books, videos, and the like. The convention is pretty small, and it's easy to sit down and chat one-on-one with the stars. Last year, we had Lassie's Timmy, John Provost, and he sat and talked with me for an hour or two. I could tell you some stories. Anyway, Kathy Garver, I still think of her as Sissy, asked me what I did besides radio, and I told her I was into metal detecting. Well, she got excited and told me she'd always wanted to get into the hobby, and what should she buy? I gave her a quick briefing on metal detecting, and I promised to send her some detector information when she got back home to California. It turns out she has a book coming out soon, her autobiography, and my wife said I should ask her if she'd like to trade books, my metal detecting manual, for her autobiography. She liked the idea and promised to send me a copy of her book when it's released. Seems like a fair trade to me. Well, this whole episode got me wondering if other showbiz people are also into metal detecting. I've made the point before that treasure hunting and fishing are quite similar in that you always dream of the big find or the big catch. The next beep you get or the next bite you get could be the biggest treasure or the biggest fish of your life. When I was a kid, baseball star Ted Williams did a lot of commercials for JCPenney fishing gear. I still remember seeing photos of him fly fishing or hunting. And I wonder why there are no celebrities endorsing metal detecting manufacturers. So I did a web search to see if I could find any famous treasure hunters. Now, I don't mean people who are famous for treasure hunting, like those so-called reality show stars, but showbiz stars or sports figures. What I came up with was pretty slim. First, I have actually verified this one. The bass player for the Rolling Stones, Bill Wyman, is an avid treasure hunter, so much so that he has his own metal detector. It's called the Bill Wyman Signature Metal Detector, and you can buy it online. I've heard rumors, don't know if they're true, that country star Garth Brooks uses a White's metal detector, and I've heard that Hank Williams Jr. is into the hobby, but mainly because his daughter is a coin-shooting nut. A NASCAR driver named Sterling Martin is into hunting Civil War relics, and a Major League Baseball pitcher, Pat Neshek, and I hope I'm saying that right, is into beach hunting, so much so that he has posted some of his finds on Twitter. But that is where my list ends. If you have any stories about celebrities who metal detect, I'd like to hear them. And if Kathy Garver really gets into the hobby and makes some nice finds, I'll let you know. Thanks for listening, and if you're new to the hobby and don't have my book yet, check it out at treasuremanual.com. There are a lot of free articles there, too. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.